From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Happy Hanukkah, those of you of the Jewish faith. Live shows, by the way, just a reminder, on Christmas Eve and Christmas night. Of course, we're live all week, but those holidays, we're live for you. Later on tonight, knowledge in a nutshell. Here's what's happening. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death and jailed three others over the murder of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi last year. Khashoggi, a very prominent critic of the Saudi government, was killed inside the kingdom's consulate in the Turkish city of Istanbul by a team of Saudi agents. The Saudi authorities said it was the result of a rogue operation and put 11 unnamed individuals on trial. I'm actually amazed that they are convicting these people and putting five of them to death. That's amazing. New evidence coming as the U.S. military and intelligence officials are increasingly concerned that North Korea is poised to conduct a long-range missile test in the next few days or weeks, but they say it could be our Christmas present. North Korea has apparently expanded a factory linked to the production of long-range nuke missiles, according to a new analysis of satellite photos provided to NBC News, that bolsters a growing expectation that the country soon will resume testing a capability that threatens the United States. Here's online columnist Dr. John Curtis. John, happy holidays to you and your family, and tell me about this North Korean situation.
Well, I think, you know, we've anticipated this now for some time. I mean, Kim has practically telegraphed it in a neon sign to Trump over the last year. But, you know, Trump has been so consumed by this phony impeachment that's been going on. And the impeachment, the non-impeachment, we can't send him to the Senate. We got to, you know, whatever. And so, I mean, foreign policy has been compromised. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about Trump had met with Kim Jong-un for two summits and a mini summit, you know, I mean, the last, you know, 2 years. And, you know, the tensions had de-escalated. And you got Bolton right now, his former national security advisor, I mean, going public, going rogue, basically, looking for any opportunity. Trump better hope that they can keep him off the witness stand, because that guy really has it in for Trump. But he's been saying lately what a total failure the administration's North Korean policy is. Well, is it really a failure? I mean, this is a guy, don't forget about Bolton, that this is a guy that was ready to send troops into Venezuela knowing that there are military, Russian military advisors there. He was ready to basically start firing rockets into North Korea. So what I look at with Kim Jong-un is he wants to get Trump's attention any way he can so that they can work on a peace treaty and avoid these situations. But remember, North Korea is under enormous sanctions by Trump. And, of course, Bolton says it's not maximum pressure. Well, how much more pressure is it when they're interdicting oil shipments to North Korea and, you know, 80% of the population is starving to death? I think it's Kim's only ace in the hole are his nukes and ballistic missiles. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a major ICBM launch on Christmas or sometime.
Well, let me tell you though, John, if he launches a dummy missile toward the United States, he's got a problem.
Well, look, you know, I mean, I don't think if he's going to launch it toward the U.S., it's not going to go, you know, 6,000 miles. He's not there yet in terms of that capability. Real problem with reentry there. But I think there will be some kind of surprise, and I think it's to get Trump's attention.
He's going to get it, that's for sure. Okay, John, thanks so much, and enjoy the holidays, my friend. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg has resigned amid the controversy surrounding the company's beleaguered 737 MAX jet. His resignation as chief executive and board director will take effect immediately. The company said David Calhoun, Boeing's current chairman, will replace him as president and CEO in January. Two fatal crashes of the 737 MAX has grounded those jets indefinitely. A high number of sick calls caused chaos at the SeaTac airport in Washington State for Alaska Airlines over the weekend. Due to staff shortages, along with weather factors, the airline was unable to handle the volume of baggage. And the mishap reportedly left hundreds of passengers without bags when they landed in various cities. Frustrating. A longtime Catholic exorcist has sounded an alarm over what he called an uptick in aggressive Satanism, especially among young people, which he insists is due in part to the rapid growth of cultural sectarianism and a lack of strong role models. Among other things, the Dominican father Francois Dermine said exposure to the demonic at a young age encourages violence, ranging from bullying to more serious manifestations. NASA has released a gorgeous close-up image of a distant spiral galaxy. The image released the galaxy located in the southern constellation of Mensa, also known as the Table Mountain, is about 85 million light years away. What else is in the skies? Let's check in before Santa shows up tomorrow night with Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, George, and yes, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year to everybody out there, as Santa's just, as you say, just about ready to leave from the North Pole. But, George, other than the Boeing Starliner successful soft landing in New Mexico and President Trump, of course, signing officially making the Space Force the sixth military service, some other news that people need to know about in the world of astronomy is the interesting star, the supergiant star in Orion known as Betelgeuse. What's happening, George, and everybody listening, this particular star is known as a semi-regular variable. The star is so large, how big is it? If you're actually able to look at this cool star, it would actually go out, the outer envelope of the star, all the way out to the orbit of the planet Jupiter. The great astronomer John Herschel in 1836 noticed that the star had a variability to it. Back in the year 1933 and 1942, the star shone bright and also dimmed by around the year 1927. But George, what's happening now, and I just observed this with many people as we were up in Sedona on Saturday night. The star Betelgeuse, if you just look up into the high into the eastern sky, the left edge of Orion, the star is dimming. And what does that mean? Astronomers believe that this could be the prelude to the star actually collapsing and maybe going supernova. Now, that's not official, but the star is probably almost ready to do that. It's 640 light years away. That's the best estimate. And if you think back, George, how far in time that was, that means that if the explosion had already taken place, and let's say it would shine brightly, and it would shine brightly as that of the full moon, the light left in the year, credible, back in the year 1379 AD, when a 10-year-old became King of England, that was Richard II. But what's fascinating, George, as we close on this particular star, Betelgeuse, we only see 13% of its energy output by the human eye. If we could see in the light of the infrared, as we did with producer Tom on the SOFIA, the Infrared Astronomy Observatory, it would be one of the brightest objects in the entire heavens. The live sky, George, we wrap it up. The moon is nearly new now, so dark skies, obviously, for the holidays if you have clear skies. Look again to the magnificent constellation Orion the Hunter. Where to look? Look high up into the east just after sunset. The left edge of the constellation is the star, Betelgeuse. An annular eclipse of the sun takes place on the 26th for those lucky enough to be on the other side of the Earth. Dr. Sky naturally reminds you always to always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. And, of course, email me. Appreciate that greatly, listeners of the Coast to Coast AM radio show, George, at drskyshow@gmail.com. And check out these great sites. We love them. And that's why we promote them, theskylive.com and wikisky.org. George, a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and we'll see you next week.
Right before the new year, Stephen, thank you, and have a great Christmas, you and your family. Well, up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us with some holiday tips. Let me give you some information to get you started. First of all, criticalhealthnews.com is the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Download their free apps in your app store, if you would, just criticalhealthnews.com. And here's a toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, which we'll do soon, but for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, our pre-holiday show. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com, giving us some holiday health tips. Ben, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medication, formulating nutritional and skincare products, and consulting with doctors and patients since his graduation from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy. And that was back in 1986. That was a long time ago, Ben.
God, that sounds terrible, George.
You were just a kid.
Yeah, I was already 26 years old. I'm going to be 60 next year. What the heck's going on, George?
I love it. What got you in the pharmacy in the first place?
I was always fascinated with chemistry. I was one of those kids that had a chemistry kit when they were young. And then when it dawned on me, for some reason it hit me. You know, the 70s was a time when people were starting to supplement, they were starting to exercise. And I got the idea, it hit me that we were chemical beings and we could modify our chemistry in certain ways with drugs and with food and with plants and various chemicals. And I became fascinated with that idea. You know, we take medicine for granted. We take supplements for granted. But think about it, George. You take a tiny little pill and somehow it gets distributed throughout the body to every cell in the body and creates targeted kinds. In the case of medicine, it creates targeted kinds of effects. In the case of nutrients, it creates overall effects. That's kind of a fascinating phenomena. And I was just blown away by the idea, and I wanted to study it. Now, what I didn't want to study, here's a funny story for you, George. When I went to pharmacy school, the first thing they do is they interview you. They want to know they want to give you like a kind of a welcome interview, and they want to get to know you, and you get to know them. And so the dean of pharmacy school says, "So, Ben, why do you want to go into pharmacy?" And I said to him something very funny. I said to him, "I want to study food as medicine." That was my naivete. I was going into pharmacy school. I said that to him.
Look at you now.
He thought that was funny. He cracked up. He thought that was the silliest thing. And by then I had committed to being in pharmacy school, and so I heard pharmacists made a lot of money, and so I decided to stick with it. But you know, in pharmacy school, you spend a lot of time studying the toxicity of medicines. It is really shocking to the average person how well known the deadly nature of prescription drugs is, how well recognized the deadliness is. In pharmacy school, you study how to modify the toxicity, how to modify the toxicity or mitigate the toxicity of drugs. You also study how to get patients to take their medicine. You know, patients don't like taking their medicine, and doctors know that one of the biggest problems they have with their patients is they call them non-compliant. You know, because we intuitively know there's a problem there. We intuitively understand that when we're taking our drugs, we're not going to feel better for the most part. And I'm not talking about emergency medicine here. I'm talking about the kind of medicine people take chronically, you know, that they take on a daily basis for the rest of their lives. People intuitively know that they don't feel good when they're on their medicine. It's considered to be a necessary evil. Contrast that with nutritional supplementation. That when you take a nutritional supplement, you actually feel good.
Absolutely, and it kicks in soon.
And the greatest gift about one of the greatest gifts about the human body is the fact that the more deficient you are, the faster your body absorbs them, absorbs the nutrients, like a dry sponge sucks up more water than a wet sponge. So you notice them. You notice the results really quickly. It's kind of a no-brainer when you think about it. But we have been so conditioned to believe that there's this thing called a medical model that just understands everything. It's all-knowing. We're always surprised when we hear a doctor made a mistake, or we're always surprised when a doctor misdiagnosed something. And it's kind of funny because the doctors themselves know that medicine is a flawed science. They recognize that. It's only the general public that has somehow created this model of deification of the representatives of doctorhood. The doctors themselves, for the most part, are very humble. And they recognize that there's not a lot in the medical armamentum that can really address the scourge of disease, because disease at the end of the day, George, is not a medical phenomena. It's a health phenomena. And medicine does not equal health. Medicine is designed to intervene when there's no other options. But today we have options. And that's what my message and Doc's message is all about, is the idea that we have choices. You want to take your medicine, you want to interact with the medical model, great. But if you don't, there are options for you, and there are choices, and ones that are really effective.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, where there are incredibly bright people on the other end. I've talked to them, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. How did you get involved with criticalhealthnews.com?
Well, you know, I've been involved with longevity since the beginning, or pretty much right at the beginning, about 6 months after. And so longevity is a very small company, and I got kind of grandfathered in, you know. At the time, there were only maybe 1,000
people. Not that small anymore, Ben.
They're not that small anymore. In 20 years, I have seen not only the company grow, but I've seen how many people the supplements and Dr. Wallach's message have touched. And I'm telling you, George, I know that people roll their eyes sometimes when they hear about the power of these nutritional supplements and the power of what you can do to change your health using these strategies. But as somebody who's seen the results over and over and over and over again, I couldn't live with myself if I didn't stand on top of every rooftop I could find and scream as loud as I could, people, we can change the condition of our bodies if we just start to incorporate some of these strategies, supplementing, exercising after meals, drinking water, getting up in the morning and stretching. There's so many different ways that we can leverage health, George, because it's in the body's nature to be healthy. We are the descendants of ancestors who survived by being able to withstand stresses. Not only to withstand stresses, George, but to get better in response to stress. When stress is handled correctly, we get better. The bone is stronger at the point of the break. It's in the body's nature to be whole and healthy. We just have bad strategies.
Exactly. Email in from Brian. This is right down your alley. You're an expert in skin. What can you do about extra skin after massive weight loss, and what can be done to tighten it?
Connective tissue building is the main strategy, but depending on how loose it is, that's a tall order. However, connective tissue is incredibly important, and anything you do to build connective tissue is going to support anti-aging and support the body's structural health. So whether or not using things like bone broth protein, glucosamine, the glucogel caps from longevity, essential fatty acids, these are all strategies for a gelatin, hyaluronic acid, your favorite. Can you say that, George?
Hyaluronic acid.
That's great. I know you love saying that.
Don't test me, Ben.
You love saying that. Gelatin, hyaluronic acid. And you want to hear something really interesting, George? Check this out. There's a disease that used to happen to people in the 18th century. It was the most hideous disease you could possibly imagine. Your teeth would fall out of your head. Your bones would deteriorate. It was horrible. You would die by your blood vessels exploding, and you would hemorrhage to death. You know what that disease is called? We don't have it anymore, but I'm sure you've heard of it. Everybody's heard of the disease, but we don't have it anymore. It's called scurvy, right?
That's right, which is a lack of vitamin C.
Exactly, George. And here's the thing. People think we don't have scurvy anymore. We don't have full-blown scurvy.
Sailors used to get that on their cross-continental trips.
That's exactly right. And a British doctor gave them limes and noticed they didn't get scurvy anymore.
That's right.
They called it they call them limeys now. But the thing I was going to tell you is all of the signs of scurvy, of vitamin C deficiency, are exactly the same as the deterioration of the body that takes place as we age. Aging is subclinical scurvy, which means that simply by supplementing with one single vitamin, and vitamin C is much more than an ordinary vitamin, it's just an amazing molecule, but just that one little thing can make a huge difference in our connective tissue, the structure of our body via building connective tissue. Connective tissue is the key to everything. Not only does it build our structure, connective tissue also feeds all the cells of the body. Connective tissue detoxifies the body. Connective tissue is the very essence of the nature of the physical body. And building the connective tissue is the sine qua non, the ultimate goal of nutritional supplementation and anti-aging. And there's so many ways to do it. But if you focus on building the connective tissue, you'll end osteoporosis, you'll reduce your risks of cancer, you'll look better, you'll have stronger musculature, and all the cells of your body will be performing much more effectively.
We've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. I urge you to go to the website. I love breaking records every time Ben is on, and we've been doing it lately, so just crush their website. We're going to take calls with him when we come back after the break, and calls next hour. We've got him for an hour and a half here, and we're talking about holiday health tips. Do you find that people generally stay healthier during the holidays or not?
No, I find that that's when they get sick, is during the holidays. They don't take care of themselves. It's extra important to take care of yourselves during the holidays because you're doing so many things. You ever hear people say they need a vacation from their vacation?
I've heard that before.
Right? It's kind of like that. It's like we think it's a vacation, but we're out shopping and we're buying presents and we're spending money, or some people get depressed and you're bouncing around. If you have family coming in, sometimes you have the stress of family. It's a time to take extra care for yourself.
Stay with us, Ben. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. Toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will take your calls for the rest of this half hour and next hour as well, plus your emails. Another email in from Tracy, who says, kind of gross, her husband has toe fungus. What does he do?
Interesting. People think they can treat toe fungus, and we have, if you go on the internet and you look up for healthcare, there's a lot of healthcare professionals who use different devices. Here's the thing about toenail fungus.
And what is that?
I can tell you. It's the body eliminating excessive fungus. It's a route of elimination for fungus. Fungus is really technically yeast microbes, and these yeast microbes live in this competitive relationship with bacteria. Bacteria and yeast are in this constant battle for survival. They're always killing each other off. In fact, we get our antibiotics from molds, from penicillin.
That's right.
There's this constant battle, and the bacteria are killing the fungus, and the fungus are killing the bacteria. What happens is when we drink chlorinated water, when we drink fluoridated water, when we eat antibiotic-laden foods, dairy and chicken and eggs, and when we take antibiotics, and when we drink antibiotics in the water, because there's antibiotics in the water supply, we destroy our good bacteria. In other words, we're doing things as a culture. It gets back to what we were talking about before. We have bad strategies. We have bad life strategies individually. We have bad societal strategies culturally. And so one of the bad strategies we have is we do things to kill off our gut bacteria, which ends up creating a situation where the fungus overgrow. To compound that, fungus loves sugar. And so when we eat a high-sugar diet, which most of us are doing, the average American eats about 150 pounds of sugar a year, you feed those yeast. So you get this condition of over-yeastified bodies. And so a lot of people have these chronic long-term yeast infections. You may have heard of this. Systemic yeast, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common thing. It underlies all health challenges, but it's not the problem as much as it's secondary to the problem of the messed up gut, messed up bacteria in the body, especially in the gut. So what happens is when these fungus overgrow, first of all, you feel crappy, your digestive system is crappy, you can have bad skin, but one of the things that happens, the body will try to eliminate the fungus. Well, the nails represent a perfect place to eliminate fungus because they're constantly growing. Think about it. Your nails are outside your body. They're leaving your body, basically. And so the body will use the nails as a route of elimination for these fungus. You can't do anything about the nail. I mean, there's no treatments for this. You can take what they'll do medically is they'll give you an antifungal pill. You can treat it systemically.
Well, I've heard of stuff like Lamisil and stuff like that.
It doesn't work on nails. It'll work on a skin fungal infection.
Ah, okay.
Or an athlete's foot. But it won't work on the nail because the nail's the end. It's the end result. It's the excrement.
Is a nail dead cells?
The nail is basically dead cells, correct. The nail is the end result of cells that are technically skin cells.
What makes them grow if they're dead?
That's a great question, George.
See if we have a great answer.
It's pushing them out. What happens is, and this happens on the skin too, you have a fingernail on your skin. You have a microscopically thin fingernail on top of your skin that's the same stuff as if coming out of your toes or out of your fingers. It's the same material. And what it is, it's the end result of cells beneath it that are pushing forward. So cells start off as living cells, and they push forward or upward. In the case of the nails, they push forward. In the case of the skin, they push upward. They start off at the bottom. This is extremely important to understand if you have a skin disease, by the way, or if you want to anti-age your skin. They start off at the bottom as round and plump and juicy cells. They rise up to the top in the case of the skin, or they rise or they move outward in the case of the nail, and they become more flat and dead as they're rising. They start off round and plump and juicy, and then as they rise, they become more progressively flatter and dead until the very end where they're dead. They're like people. We start off round and plump and juicy. We end up flat and hard and dead. It's the same mechanism. And what happens is as these cells are pushing outward, they're creating all kinds of changes, chemical changes. And when we're nutritionally deficient, this process does not occur as it should. And this is where eczema comes from. This is where acne comes from. This is where psoriasis comes from. This is where dry skin comes from. This is where wrinkles and aging skin come from. And there's many things you can do to improve the movement outward of the nail or upwards on the skin that will create healthy skin. And this is why there's a lot of topical skincare ingredients that can do it, and there's a lot of internal nutritional supplements that could do it, particularly in the case of nutrition, vitamin A and fats. Your EFAs and vitamin A are incredibly important for this movement upwards. It's called, by the way, differentiation, and they give it that name because all the cells are taking on different shapes. In fact, cancer itself is a defect in this process of differentiation.
You know your skin, I'll tell you that. Let's go to the phones. East of the Rockies, Tammy is with us in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Hi, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
She was with us.
Okay.
Still there, Tam? Nope. Let's go to Randy in Whittier, California. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey,
we
Randy.
Gotcha.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, I had oral surgery this week for 3 dental implants and a bone graft.
Okay.
And they had me on antibiotics, amoxicillin, and I'm on the protocol, the Mighty 90, gluten-free diet. And I just want to know, should I stop supplementing while I'm doing this, or just the supplement?
You're cutting out a bit. Did you say stop supplementing?
No, stop his antibiotics. I don't think he should.
Oh, no, you don't want to stop taking antibiotics. You got to take the whole course. You never want to stop in the middle of an antibiotic course. It's a 14-day course or 21-day course. If you're on antibiotics, look, if you need antibiotics, you need antibiotics. And when you have surgery, especially in the mouth, you need antibiotics. I'm not Pollyannish about drugs here.
More critters in the mouth than just about any place in the body,
that's
Ben.
That's right. And heart disease and a lot of other diseases can ensue once bacteria get into the blood through oral surgery. So you don't want to mess around with the antibiotics. However, what you do want to do is you want to support the building of the connective tissue. The gums are connective tissue. That's what we were talking about earlier. So anything you could do to support the building of connective tissue, you're on the Mighty 90. That's great. I throw in the collagen peptides and glucosamine, the glucogel capsule, if you're not already on it. Treat yourself like you have arthritis. You technically have a type of arthritis, not the joints, but it's the connective tissue in the mouth. So you want to treat yourself like you have arthritis. MSM sulfur is a good one. A bone broth protein, anything you could do to build that connective tissue.
You know, I did 2 years of pre-dent, Ben, University of Detroit.
That's the main thing. You didn't want to go into it, though.
No, I always wanted to go into broadcasting. Dad wanted me to be a dentist because
sure.
a lot of our...
He probably wasn't thrilled when you told him you were going to be a radio guy.
He just thought dentistry was a better career for me.
It turned out you're quite successful, but dentistry is a good career.
Oh, of course. And, all my relatives are dentists.
Did you have to take that test where you had to do your visual, the visual thing, where you had to look at things upside down and work with...
Dexterity.
There's some kind of weird spatial perception thing that dentists have to do. That's very impressive, George.
You didn't ask me if I passed that part, though.
I'm sure you did.
Let's go to Huck in Missouri. Huck, thanks for calling. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Huck. Hey, George and Ben. I appreciate taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm a driver and been fighting MRSA for 6 years. I've had it for 8, known about it for 6, been fighting it. August 1st, I was almost dead.
Oh, God.
I've been on antibiotics since August 1st. I'm still on it. What can I do to help me?
You got to build your immune system. And the thing about antibiotics is you're not supposed to be on them for really long.
And explain what MRSA is, if
MRSA
you would.
MRSA is staph or MRSA, methicillin. It's very interesting, actually. Good point, George. Methicillin-resistant staph aureus, MRSA. Methicillin is a very strong antibiotic. Resistance means it's resistant, and it's a staph bacteria, staph aureus bacteria. So it's a staph that doesn't respond to antibiotics. It's one of those, everybody's heard of it by now. I had a pharmacy school professor in the 80s tell me that this was on the way.
Well, and as Huck said, he almost died from it. You can die from this.
George, imagine you have a bacterial infection that antibiotics don't work for.
It's like meningitis, isn't it?
No, it's a bacterial infection that no antibiotics work on. You're helpless. They've got to give you the big guns. Imagine having an infection, George, that nothing works on.
Jeez, not even your own body can fight it?
No. Well, that's what I was about to tell him. What you got to be doing is you got to be firing coherently. You got to be working on congruently on all the different levels. Right now, your body's in a weakened state. If you're not taking care of your health through supplements, through diet, through stress management, through activating the vagus nerve, which we haven't talked about today, but we talk about all the time, through activating the relaxation response, you've got to be doing every single thing you could do on all the different levels of health, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And you've got to be firing on all cylinders, because right now your body's in a weakened state, and the more you're on the antibiotics, the worse it's going to be. And the infection is growing. So this is not a time to fool around. I'd be getting on the Healthy Star Pack immediately. I would be cutting down calories, studying the ketogenic diet, avoiding processed food, exercising. This is a wake-up call. This is a life-changing wake-up call. If you do it correctly, you're gonna be a new human being. If you don't do it correctly, well, it's not going to get better. But you could be a new human being, and I would encourage you to use this as an opportunity to completely turn your life around and have faith and confidence that if you do it correctly, the body can take care of it.
Our white blood cells are supposed to fight infection, right?
Correct.
Why do we need antibiotics when we have our own white blood cells?
Well, that's a good question, George. There are some bacteria throughout history that have been so powerful and potent, and it's in combination with a lifestyle that's not conducive to building a strong immune system, they could wreak havoc. And even in primitive days, in the Paleolithic days, people would die of infections. So there's a battle going on. George, it's a jungle out there. Everything wants to live, and it's going to live at our expense if it has to. However, your point is very well taken, that the body has an immune system that is designed by God or by nature or by evolution, whatever you want to call it, that is intelligent and responsive. That is, it's intelligent, it learns, and it's responsive, it's sensitive. And our job should be to do every single thing we can do, from supplementation to dietary control to exercise to meditation to deep breathing techniques to stress management and on and on and on, practicing love and forgiveness, on and on and on, to build and support the body, this immune system's ability to do its business intelligently and responsively.
Tammy from Meadville, Pennsylvania, is back. There you go, Tammy.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you both.
You too.
So I do have two questions, if I may.
Sure.
I'm applying for a friend who has prone to blood clots. He has one leg that's much larger than the other, and the doctors say that's the new hip. There's nothing that they can do about it. What they have him on is, thinners to try to unblock, but the leg has been twice its size now for almost a year and a half. Anything we can do about that?
Well, here's the deal. The blood circulation is probably the most tightly regulated system in the body. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of different chemical reactions that are responsible for keeping the blood at just the right consistency. Thicker if it needs to be thicker, like if you're bleeding or if you cut yourself or if you're traumatized, or thinner if you are healthier and stronger and more vital. As we age, our blood thickens, and that's just a normal part of aging in the 21st century America. When we're sick, our blood thickens. Thickening of the blood is a sign of toxicity of the blood, and it's a sign of long-term access of the stress response. That, in other words, the body is accessing its stress response. It's part of the stress response. So for blood thinning, there's several things you could do. Most importantly, if you're not under severe duress, which it sounds like this guy is, you want to relax the body. He can still practice his SDR breathing, his slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Oxygen thins the blood. Water thins the blood. So he should be drinking a gallon of water every day. We all should be drinking, by the way, a lot more water than we're drinking. You feel better when you drink more water. A gallon of water a day, that helps thin the blood. Moving the body also helps thin the blood. And keeping there's also nutritional supplements that can help thin the blood, especially essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs from longevity, omega-3 particularly, essential fatty acids. Eating fish that contain essential fatty acids, can omega-3 fats, can help thin the blood. Vitamin E is a great blood thinner. Garlic can be a blood thinner as well. So working with thinning the blood using stress management techniques, if you can do those, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, and then the supplements, and then also avoiding sugar, which has a tendency to thicken the blood, as well as smoking, if he's smoking. I don't know if he is, but smoking also thickens the blood.
And Tammy had a second question. Go ahead, Tam.
Yes. Okay, so I had a mole on my neck. It seems to be an open wound now for a year that has not been healing.
Don't mess with it.
Any
so you got to go check that out. Anything on the skin that doesn't heal, especially if it's pigmented like a mole, is nothing to mess around with.
Like melanoma?
Exactly. It's just nothing to mess around with. You don't want to take a chance. Even skin cancer. You know, skin cancer is very interesting. A lot of people think skin cancer is caused by things that hit the skin.
Like the sun.
Like the sun, right? No. The sun may trigger it, but skin cancer is caused by the same things that cause all cancers, and that is cellular duress. When the cell is under duress, when it's stressed enough, it will freak out and it will become cancerous.
Why is it so dangerous?
Because it
the
doesn't
melanoma.
Care about melanoma.
Yeah.
Melanoma, that's a great question. You're filled with great questions here. Melanin is the most electrically active substance in the body. You know they make computer chips out of melanin?
No, I didn't know that.
Melanin computer chips. Can you believe this? Melanin is amazing stuff. One of the reasons it's so amazing is because, think about its job. Its job is to somehow transduce or electronically change photons, sun energy. It has to somehow modify that sun energy. It works by frequency modulation. It has a crystalline nature that modifies the energy that's coming from the sun. That's highly electrical stuff. So when that becomes cancerous, when something that's that electrically active becomes cancerous, it's a big problem, and it is the deadliest of cancers, melanoma. So I don't want to freak Tammy out here, but it's just nothing to mess around with.
Email in from Sherry wants to know about apple pectin.
Ah, pectin is amazing stuff. I've been working with pectin now for a long time. I used to use a thickener.
It's for the intestine, isn't it?
For the intestine, for bacteria. Do you know what pectin is for, like, making jam?
Yeah.
Have you heard
of
that? Absolutely. So pectin is a thickener. It's a carbohydrate that's found in a fiber, basically, is found in fruit. And pectin has got a lot of really interesting benefits for the digestive system, for the immune system, for colon cancer, for prostate cancer, for diabetes, for GERD. Just taking straight pectin. It's a great nutritional supplement. I would stay away from jam, of course, because of all the sugar that's in jam. But the nutritional benefits of pectin are really amazing. You can use it for diarrhea. In fact, kaopectate, that's kaolin and pectin.
I'm addicted to peanut butter. How come? I love it.
Why don't you like almond butter?
I don't really think I've tried it.
Have you tried it?
I haven't. I eat almonds every day.
It's way tastier than peanut butter, and it's real nuts. You know, peanuts are okay. But most of the good stuff in a peanut is in the peel. That red stuff, the peel around the peanut.
Yeah.
That's the cancer. That's the anti-cancer stuff. Nature is very wise. All the good stuff is in the peels. So underneath the shell, you got the peel, and the peel of the peanut is then that stuff's really good for you. The peanut itself is good, but it's not a great food. Almonds are way. I don't want to say it. They're value to peanuts.
Well, almonds I eat a lot.
Almonds are amazing.
You know, Edgar Casey, the prophet, said, "Eat almonds to prevent cancer."
Did he say that?
He sure did. He didn't say cure. He said prevent.
That's great. I love Edgar Casey.
We're going to come back, Ben, and take a final hour of phone calls with you. Those of you on hold, we'll get to you. Those of you ready to call, do so. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Toll-free number to call where there are operators there to give you assistance. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO.